Our story today is called Amen Crackers by Pamela Perry Blaine. Have you ever heard of Amen Crackers? Well, I hadn't either till my granddaughter, Amanda, came for a visit. Amanda's not quite two, but ever since her parents taught her to pray, she always prays for each individual thing on her plate. One evening at supper time, Amanda was in the high chair, and I went over to the kitchen counter to fill her plate. Her mother put three small crackers on her high chair to give her something to eat while I fixed her plate. I watched as she bowed her head and touched the first cracker with her index finger and said, "Amen, cracker." She touched the next cracker and said, "Amen, cracker," and then she went to the last cracker, touching it and again saying, "Amen, cracker." She thought the tiny crackers were her supper, so she was saying her prayers. Amanda has figured out that prayers have an amen in them, but sometimes she gets the amen at the beginning instead of the end of her prayers. I got to thinking about the word amen, and I found that in Hebrew, the word amen means to confirm, and it's spoken to state, "So be it." When we end our prayers with amen, we are reaffirming our dedication to God. Sometimes church members or congregations say amen to show confirmation or agreement when something powerful is spoken from the Word of God. Amanda's prayer might seem very simple, but maybe she wasn't so far off in what she was doing because she would have been confirming her dedication to God first of all instead of at the end. At any rate, we can gain wisdom from the mouths of babes. I learned several things from Amanda and her amen crackers. I learned that prayer should be a priority. I learned that whatever is on my plate, I should be thankful for it. I learned I should keep it simple and be specific. I've learned to have faith and trust God even when all I have is three crackers. I learned it's best to tend to my own crackers that have been provided for me and allow God to fill my plate. I've learned to be patient. Even if I'm sitting in a high chair, I can't see what's going on in God's kitchen from where I sit. I learned to thank God for the small things and not complain even if all I have is crackers. I've learned it doesn't matter if you get the prayer backwards. God hears our hearts. Have you thanked God for the crackers in your life? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.